Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live, local, and best show on the issues of aging. Who takes care of me when I get older? How do I make sense out of a changing world? How do I make sense out of getting older and becoming more frail, and grandma is having problems, and all the stuff that goes with the issues of aging? Glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for 20 years on KFBK, dealing with the issues of aging. How do we pick care? How do we make sense out of what is happening to us? How do we deal with mom and dad? How do we not get thrown out of a nursing home? How do we pick the best care? Is home care the best? Is assisted living the best? How do we keep from harvesting wheat with a lawnmower? Do we have the tools we need? Just like you need a harvester, can't harvest wheat with a lawnmower. You need tools, the right tools, to deal with the issues of aging. We're going to talk about a couple controversial subjects today. We're going to talk about annuities and long-term care insurance. So I want to have one other thing, an article in the New York Times that I want to talk to you about. But let's get the basic stuff out of the way. Okay, here we go. You ready? Everybody ready? Say along with me. My name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host here. I am not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should talk to an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're doing. Pardon me. I have a California insurance license. I have one, had one for 40 years. I have at least, maybe longer, I don't know, a long time. I have a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. That license is recorded in Sacramento County, and my bond is filed in Sacramento County. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. Pardon me, a froggy throat this morning. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any legal form of legal, tax, financial, or any other advice. And no, I cannot relieve your rash. Okay, we got to get all that stuff out there, because otherwise, folks, somebody gets mad if we don't say all that stuff. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. We have to say all of that stuff. Okay. So where do we go from here? So let me grab that paper here. Oh, it's over here, out of my reach. By the way, don't forget, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can go to my podcasts there. You can listen to my radio shows, this radio show, archived radio shows. You can get information. You can sign up for my free newsletter. You can sign up for my next workshop. Which will be on the wait a minute, let me see one minute. I gotta reach for my calendar here. My next workshop is gonna be on the 4th of August in my office on Watt Avenue. It's limited to 15 people. There will be two sessions, one at 10:30 and one at 12:30. They're both the same. They're workshops, they're not seminars. Not going to sell you a lawnmower. Seminars want to sell you something, folks. Workshops, I'm going to make you work. I'm going to make you think. I'm going to make you plan. You know, I have a client that came to my last workshop, and he's been my client for 20 years. It's got to be 20 years. It's a long time. And they've now reached the point where one of the spouses needs help after 20 years. And the good news is, they're already prepared. Everything they're going to need to do, they did. They're ready to go. And they started the planning 20 years ago when they didn't need it, against this day when they're going to need it. Yeah, I was stunned when they called me. I'm not really stunned, but, you know, I haven't seen them in 5 years probably. just when we last the review we did, and everything's in place. They're amazing that they planned that far out, knowing that someday, if they didn't die, they would get old. And there was a good chance that one of them could be infirm. Now, one of the reasons they learned that is the parents had both needed long-term care. So they had a model of what was going to happen, or what was likely to happen, or what could happen. And so after their parents, they took care of their parents, and their parents were gone, they took care of themselves. And that's what this show is about. This show is about being prepared for the inevitable. And the inevitable, it is inevitable, is that you're going to age, you're going to lose independence, you're going to need somebody to take care of you, and there's a good chance you're going to pay for it. That's just the reality of the situation. So what do you do about that? So you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can cruise around there. You can sign up for one of my workshops. They're free. You can sign up for an appointment starting next month. They're not going to be free anymore. Because I'm, you know, when I do the workshops, I tell people that it's all about action. Gathering information is great. It's great that you listen to this show. I appreciate it. I'm glad you listen to the show. But what action are you going to take? So when you hear me say something and you go, oh, hey, Mildred, we need to really take care of that. Let's go get some more information. Gathering information is not taking action. My workshops are based around taking action. They're based around working and answering questions and then taking action on that information. This radio show is the same thing. So what action are you going to take? And so very soon here, I'm not going to be doing free appointments anymore because, quite frankly, after doing this for 30 years, if people have been listening to my show for 2 years and they haven't taken action, getting more information by coming in and ask, it is not going to work. So for right now, my appointments are going to be free, but not for very long. And if you come to one of my workshops and don't get help after that, if you call me back a year later, that costs you money. But let me refer you to something. And then I want to talk about annuities and long-term care insurance. And you're going to want a pencil and paper, because you're going to want the information. New York Times, July the 8th. That was my birthday. So Sunday, July the 8th. Front page. You know, I've been doing this show for 20 years. I've been talking about this for 30 years. And the New York Times has finally caught up. And on the front page is, nursing homes routinely mask low staff levels. Well, duh. From an article from Kaiser. You telling me Kaiser just caught on to that? They've been sending people to nursing homes that they're contracted with for 20 years. You know, you mean Kaiser didn't know that? Because it's from a Kaiser report. So my point is, there's all kinds of stuff you need to know. And I'll probably, in my next newsletter, I'll probably put a link to this article because it's a good article. But knowing what you're getting into, knowing what's coming, is probably issue number one when it comes to long-term care planning. So let's talk today. I want to talk today about, relax. Nobody's going to sell you anything. Take a deep breath. Oh, it's about annuity. No, I'm going to talk about them. Because one of the hardest things for me to deal with when I'm doing Medi-Cal with somebody who's in a nursing home, and we're trying to protect what they have, one of the hardest things sometimes to work with are annuities. So I want to talk about that a little bit so that you can maybe better understand what they are. Because you've all been to workshops where that's what they're selling. And there's nothing wrong with them. But I think you should understand them so you know how they work. I see more and more people, now I shouldn't say more and more, probably about the same amount of people, who have 100% of their liquid assets in annuities. That's not a good idea, folks. There's a great use for them. There's even actually a use in Medi-Cal. And sometimes when you have a married couple dealing with IRAs, they're a tool that's used sometimes for VA benefits, and they have a legitimate use, especially immediate annuities. But at one time, long time ago, annuities used to work for Medi-Cal planning. Now, for the most part, they don't. So I want to talk about annuities, and they're very complex and very complicated. So understand, everything I'm about to talk about is my opinion only. It's not an offer to sell. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not giving you all the information, because there just isn't time. It would take me 6 hours to explain this to you, Lucy. So let's talk about annuities. What are annuities? Annuities are basically, notice I said basically, an investment vehicle, a money holding vehicle that are sold by insurance companies. Generally speaking, annuities are only sold by insurance companies. And there are lots of different insurance companies. There are lots of different kinds. There's mutual companies, there's stock companies, there's all kinds of, and it makes a difference which one you're buying from. There are variable annuities, there are fixed annuities, there are indexed annuities, there are immediate annuities, there are deferred annuities, there are all kinds of annuities. So let's talk about the general categories of annuities and how they work in general terms. Again, this is not meant to be exhaustive. If you want more advice, you should consult somebody on an individual basis. My first recommendation to you is, if you're dealing with annuities, you should deal with somebody who's been in the insurance business for a minimum of 5 years. A minimum of 5 years. You really should. You should not be talking to somebody about annuities, especially the more complicated kind, to somebody who's been in the insurance business for 8 months, in my opinion. Let's talk about the general types of annuities, because most people don't even know what they have, and that's from pure experience. People come into my office all the time and say, well, we have an annuity. What kind? Well, what do you mean, what kind? Well, I have an annuity. Got an annuity with Acme Life. Hope there's no Acme Life. I'm not picking on them. With Acme Life. Okay, what kind is it? I don't know. What's the surrender? I don't know. Is there a surrender pen? I don't know. Does it have an income rider? Does it have a long-term care rider? Does it have a return of premium rider? I don't know. So let's talk about the general stuff. And then this may carry over into the second half hour. And then I want to talk about long-term care insurance, because it's getting harder and harder and harder. Companies are going out of business to find long-term care insurance. Okay. Annuities fall into basically three different categories. Actually, two different categories. Let's start with that, and then we'll subdivide them. Deferred annuities and immediate annuities. Deferred annuities are annuities that your Social Security is an annuity. Your pension is an annuity, which is what? You take a lump sum of money and you convert it into income for the rest of your life or for some period of time. So you paid into a pension for 40 years. It then annuitizes in effect when you retire, and it starts paying that money back out to you in regular monthly payments. It doesn't pay it out to you in a lump sum. It pays it out to you in regular monthly payments. So when you think of annuities, you think about them being annuitized, which is, when you convert it to income, what's it going to pay? So there's two basic kinds, deferred and immediate. Deferred annuities are basically broken down into two subcategories: fixed and variable. Variable annuities are usually only sold by mutual companies, that is, companies that where the policyholders in theory own the company. Okay, I'm not going to name companies. Most of them are Eastern companies. They're big. They've been around for a long time. and, you know, like 100 years. And variable annuities are annuities in which you invest with internally within the annuity in the stock market. So you can invest in mutual funds. You can invest in all kinds of things. The point of a variable annuity is that the underlying asset value, let's say you put $100,000 into a variable annuity, that could grow. Okay? Remember, it's deferred. You're not taking the money today. In a deferred annuity, you're letting it, in theory, grow. You're deferring the annuitization date, the time at which you start taking income, to some date in the future. So variable annuities are basically annuities sold by mutual companies, and they're variable in that the underlying asset can vary in value. So if you put it in XYZ and ABC mutual funds inside the variable annuity, those funds could change in value. They could go up, they could go down, they could stay the same. Variable annuities are fairly complex. You need to talk to somebody who's been doing them for a long time, and you really need to understand what you buy. Almost all of them have fees. They can range anywhere from a point to 3 points a year. That's important to know, because if your variable annuity makes you 3% and you're paying a 3% management fee, how much did you really make? So always with any annuity, with any investment, always talk about fees. What are the fees? Oh, that's a fee. The load is no load. What are the fees? Okay. Some annuities have loads. It might have a 3% upfront load, a 4% upfront load. All that means is if you put in $100,000 and it has a 4% load, only $96,000 of it is making interest. The other, the load went to cover the agent's commission. Again, remember I'm talking in general terms, not specific terms. So variable annuities are annuities sold by mutual companies, and the amount in them can vary. It's as simple as that. Now, some variable annuities come with riders. They usually cost an extra amount of money, where if you die, you're guaranteed to get all your premium back. There's usually a charge for that feature. So again, whenever you talk to anybody about annuities, you always want to know about fees, charges, loads, you know, all that stuff. You want, I'm a big fan of net, not gross. So when somebody tells me they get $2,000 of Social Security, is that what you get in the bank, or is that what you got on the statement? No, in the bank I only got $1,625. So your Social Security wasn't $2,000, it was net $1,625. I'm a big fan of net, not gross. Gross is a meaningless number. So again, always, and especially with variable annuities, fees, charges, loads, commissions, all that kind of stuff. Don't be afraid to ask the agent about the commission. If the agent doesn't want to tell you the commission, I would go somewhere else. Commissions can run anywhere from 1% to 6, 7, 8%. So if you're putting $100,000 in an annuity and the commission is 8%, guaranteed the company's got to make that 8% back somehow. Again, I'm not opposed to annuities, folks. I just think you should know how they work. And some of them are highly complex. Variable annuities are one of them. Remember, variable annuities are a form of deferred annuity. The other form of deferred annuity are, for lack of a better term, I'm going to call them fixed annuities. They don't pay a dividend, they don't pay whatever. You put the money in and it pays interest. And in theory, the underlying amount doesn't vary. Now it can, but in theory, It's not investing in mutual funds. It's not. It's a fixed annuity. For mutual fund, for variable annuities, you have to have a special license to sell them. For fixed annuities, you just have to have a general insurance license. Why? Because fixed annuities are, variable annuities are investing in securities. Fixed annuities are not investing in securities. The company may be investing in bonds or securities, but the annuity itself is not investing in securities. Fixed annuities come in lots of sizes, shapes, forms, whatever. I mean, lots of them. I don't even know how many kinds there are anymore. But basically, I want to break them down into two kinds. Fixed annuities, straight fixed annuities, which just pay, you put your money in, it pays you 2% interest, have a nice day. At the end of the first year, you'll have $102,000 on your $100,000 annuity. The next year, you'll have 2% on $102,000, whatever that is, it compounds. It just pays interest. And right now, most fixed annuities are paying like 2% interest. You just put the money in. There will be a surrender penalty on all of them. The surrender penalty will vary, and anywhere from, you know, a couple percent to 5 or 6%. You need to know what the fees are. You need to know what the surrender penalties are. You need to know how many years the surrender penalty is for. Is it for 1 year? Is it for 10 years? Is it for 20 years? Is it for 50 years? How long is the surrender penalty? What riders are there attached? Is there an income rider? Is there a long-term care rider? Is there a waiver of the penalty for long-term care? If I go, there's all this stuff you need to know before you buy it. Buying annuities and long-term care insurance is like walking down a cafeteria line. I've used this analogy for 20 years. How many of you, we don't have cafeterias much anymore. I'm old enough. Everything was a cafeteria. At school, the school lunch was a cafeteria. You didn't have a big choice, but it was a cafeteria. And cafeteria, you do what? You get a tray, you put a plate on it, you walk down the line, you get hamburger, you get fries, you get a salad, you get meatloaf, you get mashed potatoes, you get gravy, you get a vegetable, you get a dessert, you get a drink. And as you walk down the cafeteria line, what's happening? Every time you put something on your plate, what happens? When you get to the cash register, you pay more money. The same thing is true with annuities. The more doodads you put on it, you pay more money. So if you buy a fixed annuity or any kind of annuity and you put a long-term care rider on it, you put a return of premium rider on it, you put a right to buy more on it, you put whatever benefit you want on there, you put a life insurance rider on there, you put an income rider on there that guarantees you income for a certain amount of time, you do all of that stuff. It costs more money. Well, Bob, I put $100,000 in the annuity. I didn't cost me $100,000. I know, but all the fees and charges internally that are going to go on inside of that are going to determine what your actual net return is. Internally, that product is doing all kinds of stuff. I'm not saying don't buy it. Just make sure you understand it. It's really important. The other kind of fixed annuity that's really hot right now, what time is it? Let's see. I'm gonna cut here for the break in a minute, and I'll come back and join this again after the break, and I want to talk about immediate annuities, and then I want to talk about long-term care insurance. So where was I? The other kind of fixed annuity, the kind that are sold a lot today, are called fixed indexed annuities. These are really complicated instruments. Seriously, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what any salesman has told you. They're seriously complicated instruments. You better understand when they say you're investing in the S&P index, you're really not investing directly in the S&P index. You better understand what the loads and fees and charges and commissions and your lot, what you can lose, and you better understand point to point and high water mark and all the other things that go on with indexed annuities. You better really understand them. I'm not telling you don't do it, because they can be really good instruments. But you better understand what it says. I'm going to take a little break. We have to do that for the news, and so the station can make some money and all those good things that go along with capitalism and life in America. So I'm going to take a little break. I'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll finish up the discussion on deferred annuities. I want to touch on immediate annuities, and then I want to talk about long-term care insurance. So don't go away. We'll be back in a minute right here on Assets and Aging Affording the Future. And give me a call during the break, 800-999-8007. Come in and see me. Sign up for a workshop. My next one's in August. See you back here in just a second. Welcome back to, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us, talking about things related to long-term care planning, long-term care, issues of aging. My upcoming workshop, my next workshop is on August the 4th, and it's a workshop. It's in my office here in Sacramento, and it's an actual workshop. And you're going to want to hear it. So don't miss out. Don't miss the workshop. Don't miss any of this stuff. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can listen to this show. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can listen to my podcast every Wednesday. All kinds of information. My phone number is 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. For those of you that have been listening to this show for 10 years and you haven't come in to see me yet, don't you think it's about time? Don't you think it's about time you stopped waiting for the other shoe to fall? You're not getting younger. You're not getting healthier. You're aging. 800-999-8007. We're talking today. I'm talking today about the issues of aging, and the thing we're talking about today are annuities and long-term care insurance. And I'm not, this is not a, there are no sales pitch here. Yes, I have an insurance license. It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about today. I also have an LDA license, legal document assistant license, and that has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. I also have a driver's license, and that doesn't have anything with what we're talking about today. So anyhow, we're talking about the issues of aging. And I'm talking today about annuities. So we've talked a little bit, we're talking about the two basic kinds, deferred and immediate. We've been talking about deferred. We talked about variable annuities a little bit. You can go back and listen to the show. If you didn't hear it all, you can go back to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can listen to this show. It's archived there, as are my other radio shows and podcasts. So we talked about variable annuities. What are they? What do you look for? How do you do them? They're complicated instruments. Make sure you know what you're doing before you buy one. Make sure you buy it from somebody who knows what they're doing. Again, my advice, this is just my personal advice, is never buy an annuity from anybody who hasn't been doing it for at least 5 years. Same thing with long-term care insurance. Never buy it from anybody who hasn't been doing it for at least 5 years. That's just my own personal advice. I'm not telling you to go do that. Okay, we started talking about deferred annuities. We talked about variable annuities. We talked about indexed annuities. And I'm just telling you, with indexed annuities, there's fixed indexed annuities. We talked about fixed annuities and then fixed indexed annuities. Fixed annuities, as a reminder, just pay an interest rate. You buy one, they pay you 2% interest, tax deferred, or whatever it is. Have a nice day. That's it. Indexed annuities are highly complicated documents that do all kinds of things that most agents can't explain. Because they're really complicated and they have lots of hidden fees and open fees and charges and doodads and how your return is. They're highly complicated documents or tools. Just our mutual funds. Everybody says, well, I'm just going to go put it in the Acme Mutual Fund. No. Mutual funds are highly complicated products. Most investment products are highly... Investing in real estate is a highly complicated deal. You better know what you're doing. It's like anything else. And annuities are no different. They're, for the most part, complicated instruments, and you better understand what you're doing. That doesn't mean you shouldn't buy one. There are many places in which they're terrific. But you better understand what you're buying. Okay? There are fixed annuities that have a guaranteed interest rate. So, for instance, we'll guarantee to pay you 2% a year for the next 3 years or whatever it is. There are other fixed index fixed annuities that'll pay you whatever the current interest. So this year we might pay you 2%, next year we might pay you 1.5%, next year we might pay you 3%, but generally you can't lose the principal in a straight fixed annuity. Fixed indexed annuities, in theory, you can't lose principal. But like all investments, be careful. Ask questions. Make sure you have a general understanding of the, and if you don't, ask. If you don't, go talk to somebody else. If you're not sure the agent has given you correct, go somewhere else. Okay, let's talk about the other kind of annuity briefly, and then I want to talk about long-term care insurance, because that is the wave of the future, I think, because I think eventually Medi-Cal will stop paying and Medicaid will stop paying for nursing homes for in large degrees. That has surely been the trend. The number of people in nursing homes on Medi-Cal hasn't changed in, 10 years? 8 years? The number of people on general Medi-Cal, that is Medi-Cal, has gone up from 3 or 4 million a couple years ago in California to 12 million. But the number of people in nursing homes on Medi-Cal has not gone up hardly at all, but the cost to Medi-Cal has gone up dramatically. In fact, nursing home Medi-Cal makes up a big chunk of the total Medi-Cal budget every year in California. Remember, seniors don't count in most people's care. Legislators don't care about it. I know they tell you they do, but name me a legislator who really cares. Right off the top of your head. Come on, quickly. You can't name one. There's lots of other stuff they care about and lots of other people they care about, but the frail elderly, they don't vote. Okay, by the way, homeowners. Last week, all over the news, the amount of equity held in homes in the United States is $5.8 trillion. If you're a government agency, if you're a state, if you're a county, and you're desperate for money because you need it to pay pensions and salaries and to build new buildings for yourselves and buy new office furniture for yourselves and pay more to your staff, and give yourself a raise if you're in the legislature, and pay more to your, for staff, and if you need more money for all that stuff, and you're looking at $5.8 trillion in equity in homes, that might be a good place to look. So if you're a homeowner, I'd be paying real careful attention to legislation at the state level, at the county level, at the city level, at the federal level, when it comes to how they're going to get at that equity. It'll be in fees, it'll be in, I'll give you a really good one right now. You pay taxes to support fire departments. if you're taken to the hospital in a fire department ambulance, you'll still get a bill. So I'm just telling you, as an observer of history, $5.8 trillion in equity in homes is going to get somebody's attention. Okay, let's talk about long-term care insurance for a minute. I'm a big fan of paying attention to what's going on around you. And let's talk about long-term care insurance. What's long-term care insurance? It's a product sold by insurance companies that basically pays for long-term care. In today's world, almost every long-term care policy I know about is comprehensive and pays for home care, assisted living care, and nursing home care. They'll pay for all of those. Some of them will have lower benefits. So, for instance, for a nursing home, you get $200 a day. I'm just making up numbers right now, whatever you bought. But for assisted living, you get $100 a day. Most long-term care policies, not all, have a dollar limit. A dollar limit. So it'll pay $200 a day for a nursing home, but there's a cap on the policy of, let's say, $150,000. So when the policy's paid out $150,000, they're done. You're not getting any more money. So if it's going to pay for a nursing home at $8,000 a month, let's say, that's $100,000 a year. So in a year and a half, you've used up the policy. So when you're doing long-term care planning, if it's going to pay for home care, and home care is $14,000 a month, and you have a $150,000 policy, at some point, that policy is going to run out. So whenever you're looking at long-term care, those of you that have existing long-term care, make sure you understand the cap. What's the most that policy is going to pay out? Now, let's talk about long-term care, because it's not the long-term care that was invented 25 years ago, which was simple. The original policies were nursing home only. Believe it or not, some of the original policies were sold by American Express. One of the very first policies was sold by American Express. I'm not making this up. They don't sell it anymore. There used to be 100 and some companies in California selling long-term care insurance. I don't know how many there are now, but I'll bet it's less than 15. There's very few companies still in the insurance business. State regulation, investment returns, all that lawsuits, all that kind of stuff has driven most insurance companies that sell long-term care insurance out of California and out of most states, and a lot of them into bankruptcy. A lot of them didn't plan well. Those of you that have PERS long-term care, make sure you understand what you bought. That's all I'm going to say about that. Just make sure you understand what you bought and that kind of stuff. Investment returns have hurt early on, insurance companies did a very bad job of figuring out how to price long-term care insurance. They've gotten better at it. As a result, the costs have gone up and fewer companies are writing it. There's only three or four, in my opinion only, decent companies writing long-term care insurance anymore. And the underwriting has become ridiculously difficult. Let's talk about it a little bit and then talk how you shop it. I'm actually thinking about, just so as a point of full disclosure, about getting relicensed with an insurance company to sell long-term care insurance, because I see so many bad policies come across my desk. So I'm actually thinking about going back into that. I'm not currently doing that, but I might be in the near future, just so I know what people have. There's a couple pretty good companies writing policies. If you want more information, you can call me. I'll be happy to talk to you. But at the end of the day, here's how long-term care insurance works. You go out and you buy a policy, and here's basically what you're buying. You're buying a daily benefit. Now, again, like I discussed earlier, there's lots of add-ons, but the basic thing you're buying is you're buying a daily benefit. So today, you should be buying a daily benefit of around $300. That means it's going to pay $9,000 a month on a 30-day month for care. Doesn't mean you have to buy that. There's lots of factors that go into that. For instance, if I'm married and my wife and I have $6,000 a month of income, if I go into a nursing home, let's say we're retired, we got a pension, Social Security. If I go into assisted living or a nursing home, what continues? The $6,000 a month of income. My income doesn't stop because I went into needed long-term care. So we have to figure out, one of the things you have to figure out when you're buying long-term care insurance is what assets do I have available, and do I want the long-term care insurance to pay the full amount for care, or do I want it just to pay for the excess that I'm going to need to take care of me over my income and assets? If you're single and you go and need long-term care, and you go to assisted living, or you go to a boarding care, or you go to a nursing home, what won't you need anymore? You won't need your house. So your house may become a source of paying, or the ability to pay, for long-term care, for assisted living, for a nursing home, for a boarding care, for independent living, for whatever it is. So you have to look when you buy long-term care insurance, in my opinion, as to what your other resources are to do that. It's really important that you look at that honestly. It's also important that the agent you're dealing with looks at that. If the agent just sits there and says, oh, you know, Fred and Wilma, you know, nursing homes are $10,000 a month. Oh my gosh, you're going to lose everything if you go into a nursing home. So you need to buy this $10,000 a month or the daily benefit of long-term care insurance. No, not necessarily. So you have to be really careful. Again, my advice to you is don't talk to anybody who hasn't been in the insurance business selling long-term care insurance for at least 5 years. I have some authority when I speak, as I sold it years ago for probably 10 years. And all of those policies were still in force last time I heard. So long-term, now let's get to the cafeteria. Okay, so what are you buying? You're basically buying a daily benefit. And let's say that you want $300 a day, and let's say that costs you, I'm going to make up a number, $250 a month. Don't get hung up on the numbers here. Listen to the concept. Now, we go down the cafeteria line. Okay, what kind of exclusion period do you want? What do you mean, what kind of exclusion period do you want? I got to take a drink of water here. Try to make some noise for the silence alarm. It doesn't go off at the station. What do you mean, what kind of waiting period do you want? What kind of deductible do you want? I don't understand. Well, do you want the benefit to start on the first day you go into the nursing home? Do you want the benefit to start only after 30 days, after 90 days, after 180 days, or after a year? What's the deductible in effect? Most people choose 90 days. That means that if I go into assisted living, the policy's not going to pay for the first 90 days. That's cheaper than a policy that has a 0-day waiting period, which means if I go into assisted living, it pays from day one. One is more expensive than the other. A 180-day waiting period is less money than a 90-day waiting period. Okay, let's keep going down the cafeteria line. Do you want waiver of premium? Waiver of premium simply means after I've been in care for a certain period of time, I don't have to pay the premiums anymore. Do you want an inflation rider? What the heck is that? Remember, I bought a $300 a day benefit. Yeah, I remember that, Bob. Remember, my basic benefit, my basic cost was $250 a day. I picked a 90-day elimination period. The policy's based on my premium is now $300 a month. I want an inflation rider. Well, what's that? That means that every year the amount the policy will pay per day goes up 5%. So if I have an inflation rider, next year my daily benefit goes from $300 a day if I need care to $315 a day. That's the single most expensive element in most long-term care policies. Now my premium's up to $350 a month. Well, do you want the right, do you want a guaranteed insurability option? Do you want the right to buy more of this even if your health goes bad? Yeah, because of my health, I might. Well, that's more money. And you keep going down the line and it's more money. Do you want this? Do you want a cap on this? So, in other words, $150,000 of payouts, the policy's done, or do you want a lifetime benefit? Which means if you're in assisted living for 5 years, the policy will pay for the whole 5 years. It'll pay as long as you stay alive. If you buy the lifetime benefit, guess what happens to your premium? It goes up. So, as I walked out, I bought a long-term care policy. $300 a day benefit, it cost me $250 a month. By the time I'm done, it's $375 a month. Do you know what you bought that caused the premium to go up? Again, it's walking down the cafeteria line. Has the agent explained to you what you put on the tray? Because one of the things that happens to long-term care policies is after 2 or 3 years, people say, oh man, I can't afford this anymore, and they cancel it. And now all of a sudden you paid all this money and you need it and you don't have it. So it's important, you whatever you buy, it's something you can afford and are going to stay with. Some companies have a married couple deductible. At least they used to. I think there are some that still have it. If both people buy, you get a little break in the premium. All the way along buying long-term care insurance, you need to understand what your risk is. You need to understand what assets you have available, and then you buy long-term care insurance as protection against the difference between those two numbers. It's really, 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 how many really's do I have to put in here? Really important that you understand what you're buying when you buy long-term care insurance. I can't tell you how important it is. I mean, I really can't, folks. It's more important than you can imagine. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Sign up for my workshop. This is the kind of stuff I talk about in more detail at the workshop. There's two questions in life as I get older. Who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? Today we've talked about the second question. How am I going to pay for it? We've talked about annuities. We've talked about long-term care insurance. It's important you understand how those work and the how am I going to pay for this stuff. It's really, really, really important. It's important you understand how your house is used to pay for this stuff, how your other assets are used to pay for this stuff, how you protect all that. It's really important to understand the issues of aging. I hope the information today has been helpful. Remember, it's intended to be a primer, not an exhaustive explanation. This is not a college class. I'm trying to tell you about things that seniors run across every day. Every day, I get stuff across my desk on the latest annuity, the latest long-term care insurance, the latest thing, the latest doodad, the latest whatever. I get stuff from every seminar going on within 100 miles from here. People trying to sell you a lawnmower to harvest wheat. All the information is intended to help you to make wiser decisions. But at the end of the day, all the information in the world won't help anything if you don't take action on that information. You have to be willing to take action on that information. And you do that by calling me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. AssetsandAging.com. You sign up for a workshop, you get in to see me, you call me and say, "Bob, it's time for me to come sit down and talk. I got to figure all this out." It's really an important thing as we get older. You have all these parts and pieces. How do they work together? How do you develop an organized thought that says, this is what I've done, this is how it's going to work, this is how I leave a legacy, this is how I do all this stuff and make sure that at the end of life, I can stay in the softest level of care possible, be taken care of, make sure my mom, my dad, my grammy, my grampy are going to be fine. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Get to my workshop on the 4th of August. It's free. It's limited to 15 people. There's two sessions. Call me today. I hope this has been helpful to you. Thanks for listening to Assets and Aging. Listen to my podcast. Listen to this show every week and on my website. Thanks so much for being here and for being loyal, and I hope this is all helpful. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. For Bob Scrivano on Assets and Aging, see you next week.